Imagine an app designed to make you use it less. Seems counterproductive, right? Well, Apartments.com's instant alert feature works exactly that way. Instead of scanning rental listings a million times a day, simply set and forget your search to whatever you're looking for in the place and let Apartments.com do the rest. From pet-friendly apartments to balconies to in-unit ACs, Apartments.com's powerful search tool lets you know when the perfect combination of features you're seeking is listed. So now you don't have to power through rental descriptions one by one. With more rental listings than anywhere else, Apartments.com's instant alert means you can spend less time online looking for the perfect place and more time to do you. Apartments.com, the place to find a place.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Hello. Are y'all ready for the trade episode of Sylvia Robinson?
The what?
The trade episode of Sibling Rivalry, Henny.
Oh, I've been serving trade, girl. You're the one. You just caught on to the train trade.
The trade train. Nice try. I am new to the trade train. I still don't consider myself trade, but
you're not.
Also,
and you never will be.
And I'm not trying to be. Why you want to be straight so bad?
I think you are. First of all, let's discuss something. Let's be.
Why do you want to look straight so bad?
Let's put everything on Front Street. Nigga, you never got your fucking hair done until I got my shit done. All right, I got my shit done.
Let's list all the things you never did. Let's list
like
all
what?
The things you never did.
Like what?
Your whole career, drag, honey.
Your whole career, bitch, please. Bitch, please.
Let's start with drag. Let's start with being on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Let's talk about how BB ZaHarbonet gave you your career, bitch. You were nothing. You were sewing her dresses. She graciously let you get onto Drag Race. Let's talk about that shit.
Yeah, I was the sewing fashion icon of New York City. That's a little part you very eloquently left out. And also, can we put on the screen some of the amazing garments that I sold for Miss Monet when she won Best Gown?
Oh, yeah, please.
In the gown I sold you.
Amazing.
But did it win Best Gown?
It did not win Best Gown.
It did win Best Gown. Yes, it did.
Prove it. You are so
full of shit.
Do you have the receipts? Prove it. I don't remember that being a thing.
We will call Tina Burner your drag mom.
Not Tina Burner be my drag mother. How are you? How are you getting? How are you liking your new hair? Are you living? Is she loving?
Yeah, it's fun. I haven't done a whole lot with it yet. Tomorrow I'm going to Todrick House to go swimming.
Wait. You say it again. You're going to Mexico to go swimming?
I said Todrick's House.
Oh, you're going to Todrick's House. You're going to go try swimming in it.
Yeah, we're gonna try to go swimming, which honestly might be the downfall of my toupee. Which, by the way, I notice when I say toupee, people do not like when I call it a toupee. People are like, it's not a toupee. I'm like, it's a toupee.
Because toupee, that's like old black men. That's old white dudes wear toupees. A young kind of millennial does not wear a toupee.
Is she breaking up for you or no? It's just me. Wow. And no matter what I do. So you think only black and white people wear toupees. So fuck Latinx people. Fuck Asian people. Old Asian folks didn't wear toupees?
I said that. That's what I said.
Wow. Monet excluding Latinx and Asian
people.
Wait,
really? Time out really quick. Time out. Bob, are you connected to your Ethernet? You keep on breaking. You're breaking up.
I know I am connected, but I don't know what the fuck. I think it's this fucking computer. Like, I don't care what I do, where I sit, where I am. I'm always breaking up, and I don't know why. I'm so mad about my computer. I didn't tell you this. I broke Ezra's computer during quarantine.
How did you break it?
I dropped something on it. I was like holding something over it, and then like it dropped, and his screen cracked, and the computer was just like would not. The whole monitor was fucked. So I was like, you know what? I broke his computer. I'm gonna buy a new computer or pay to get it fixed. We paid to get it fixed. They were like, well, it's kind of an old computer, and blah 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 blah. And it's honestly cheaper to get it fixed or easier to get it fixed to buy a new one because this computer's fucked. So I bought a new computer for Ezra because I broke his old computer. Bitch,
sugar daddy Warbucks, honey.
That's not sure. I literally broke his computer. Ooh, and I paid for it.
You want to talk about the things you broken of mine that you went buy back for me?
Okay, I'm sorry. The broke niggas you fuck, when they break your shit, they say sorry, nigga.
You know, one time, a guy was, we weren't, I guess, kind of dating, but he was DL, whatever. Anyway, long story short, he came into my house and he didn't break. We were.
Your back? Broke your back?
Do you remember the old TV in my first apartment? He's the one that broke that one. Anyway, long story short. Go ahead.
So I broke the computer. Here you go, babe. Your drink. So I broke the computer and we went and bought a new one, but the new computer just fully stopped working after like 15 days.
No way.
Monet. So in the first 14 days, you can go back and get it fixed. It was like 15 or 16 days. And we were like, this computer doesn't work. It just fully just stopped working. So we took it back to the store and it was a brand new MacBook. We were like, hey, y'all. So this MacBook just stopped working. Like, yeah, it's past the 14 days. And I was like, yeah, but it just doesn't work. And they were like, well, it's probably, they're like, we can fix it, but we cannot give you a new computer. We can fix it. We cannot give you, it was okay. So let's fix it. They take it for 2 weeks. They keep their computer for 2 weeks while fixing it. Okay. They give it back to like, here, it should work now. Get it back. It works this time for like 4 days. Just fully stops working. We're like, guys, they're like, but we don't know
it's that the lemon. It is the lemon law. It's the lemon.
They're like, we don't know that it's the thing. It could be the software. And I'm like, well, bitch, it's software I'm getting from you. Like, it's your software, nigga. It's your software. So we take it back again, and it just stopped working. When I say it was so hard to get it fixed that I just stopped trying.
Which is impossible. So crazy because Steve Jobs and his fucking best friend, Tim Cook over there, they're sitting on quadrillions of dollars. Like, bitch, give me a new computer. First of all, you charging me $2,500. This shit costs you maybe $1,000.
So it's driving me crazy to know that my computer that I bought at the same time as this computer was bought, more or less, and then, so that one's not working, and then I fucking have a computer across town, so Ezra ended up, to quote Monet, did you see that supercut online, by the way?
Of what?
Someone actually made a supercut every time you go, ooh, 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 ooh.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so then... Ezra's old computer ended up getting fixed. The old one got fixed. So now there's a brand new computer that does not work just sitting over there. And I have a computer over here that I've been using for years. I got
2 years.
I got it in Berkeley. It's like 4 years. It's a 4-year-old computer. But that's not old enough to be fucking up like it is.
Okay,
how old is your computer, Jacob? Yes, well, Jacob's computer is 3 years old too.
Okay, I want to say this. There is some commonality between you and technology not working. There is something that you do with technology.
This is Ezra's computer. This is
but nigga,
Ezra's
you don't computer. Want you don't want this. It's fucking up your life. So it's you.
Well, it's just annoying me because I paid for a brand. I mean, Monet. I was like, you know what? the whole thing, actually what it was, we were sitting there and the guy was like, we could fix this, but it might take us like up to 30 days. And I felt bad being like, I broke your computer. I'm not going to ask you to be without a computer for 30 days. That feels shady. I would just buy the new computer. I bought the new computer. Bitch, it doesn't fucking work. Going down to that store, the way they just be like, I really wish I could help you. The way they say that and just look me in the eye like it is just chill. Oh, I wish there was something I can do. I brought a computer from you that doesn't work and you can't think of anything. That shit, I'm so furious right now. It would have been more fun to take $25,000 and throw it in like some old bitch's face.
Why old bitch though? Than to
spend it on a computer. I don't know, it'd be kind of funny to hit an old lady in the face with money. That would have been more fun than spending it on a computer that it wasn't $25. It was like $1,700, but still, that's crazy.
You know, I don't have those same experiences with Apple. Every time I have a problem, I take my things back. They fix it. Me and Apple, we're friends. They always take care of me when I go there. So I don't share those same experiences with you.
I know that's not true because I've heard you complain too. So you really got to know.
Not about Apple. The only thing under the Apple umbrella I've ever had problems with is where my second pair of Beats Pro, not the ones that hook over your ears, those just would not work. But also, to be fair, I didn't even try to get it fixed. I was just complaining.
Apple is not going to sponsor you. They don't want you to work with them. You're not working with Apple, Monet. Stop begging.
Oh my God, can we please save this audio for just one day in the future? I know Apple gonna do some fucking pride shit. I'm gonna be on the front like.
Stop begging. When you were a kid, were you ever told to stop begging?
Oh, bitch, I used to beg for food. You know this, bitch. I was a fat nigga. Oh, yeah, it's always nigga. Food.
Stop begging. And I was a fat nigga. I'm just asking. Like, you can say no, but damn, nigga, stop begging. Like, do white people get told to stop begging, Jacob? When you ask for food as a kid, were you ever told the words specifically? And turn your mic on when you ask this, probably, because people are dragging us. They're like, someone wrote, we can't hear Jacob when he's talking, right?
Yeah, and that's like, and that's by design, because we are what? Silencing white voices on this motherfucking podcast. That's what we're doing.
Jacob, were you ever asked to stop begging?
No, I have not had that experience.
Ooh, the echo, the echolocation of it all.
I muted myself. But anyway, yeah. That is. So I'm heated. I didn't realize I'm gonna be mad, but I wasn't really gonna be heated about that until my computer started acting up. Also, someone online, the three people online that folks are saying I look like that has been tickling me. Someone said I look like Gerald from Hey Arnold, grown up.
I don't get Gerald.
I don't think you remember what Gerald looks like.
I do remember Gerald.
Actually, it was really funny. Someone else had a little like Skeeter from Doug growing up, and then someone else had a little like M'Baku from
M'Baku down
from Black
M'Baku. Like M'Baku.
And I was like,
you're M'Baku.
I said honestly, maybe I look a little like M'Baku. Maybe that one does make sense.
M'Baku was hot in the movie.
Oh, girl, I am heated. You got me really pissed off about this.
How do I get you pissed off, bitch? Your shit. So every time we start recording, Bob, like everything would go in smooth. As soon as we start recording, Bob's computer starts smoking. The camera starts spinning around. It just gets crazy.
I mean, where's the lie? Me and Monet offline, like when we're not podcasting, bitch, I'd be running fucking 10 programs, playing Smash, chatting with my mom, on the dark web, on the super secret software you need apparently to get on the dark web.
And everybody told you about the dark web.
Yeah, I was wrong. Everything goes smooth. The moment we hit record, my computer be like, bitch, let's take a fucking break. I'm so annoyed. We'll be back in a second.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today. Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
And we black.
We didn't pick a topic. We should.
We did. I did.
Oh, what's our topic?
Hotels.
Oh. Because Monet's in a lot. What? Okay, so I was at a hotel recently. Monet had the nerve. Okay, this was such a moment. This is a delicious moment.
What?
Because I was in New York City at a hotel at the Conrad.
The Conrad is shit.
The Conrad, oh, anyway, I was at the Conrad in Midtown, and Monet was like, Jones in my hotel, but what made it so perfect was that Alfredo happened to be there, and at the same time, he was like, bitch, I was just at your hotel, that shit was raggedy as hell.
That's not true. Okay, so I want all of y'all to look, and everyone listening / watching, Google the Conrad New York City, and then Google Ace Hotel in New York City. Bitch, the Ace Hotel is popping. The reason why Alfredo didn't get the Ace Hotel is because Alfredo is trash, and Alfredo does not realize that the Ace Hotel, like, it is their aesthetic. They're like deconstructed. Like, the Ace Hotel is a vibe. The Conrad is some steroid.
They're deconstructing your fucking wallet with that scam, honey. Let's look at how much a room at the Ace Hotel is, honey. Not $66 a night.
You're lying. I'm looking it up right now. You're such a liar. It is $183. Oh, no, why do you, nigga, why you stay lying, though?
It says $66 off. I got confused. It says $66 off. I got confundido. $168, Monet, okay, let's just say the Conrad cost a lot more than $168 a night.
It's $183.
Oh, Monet, let's just say the Conrad cost a little more.
Bitch, the Conrad is $166. What are you talking about?
First of all, the difference is you stayed in the cheap room.
Bitch, I stayed in the King Suite at the Ace Hotel, bitch.
The King Suite is $168?
No. This is the Conrad. The room at the Conrad is
The King Suite at the Ace was $168.
No, it was $188. Let me see what it is. I'm gonna go right now. Ace
you
Hotel.
Just said $168.
It was $183.
Oh shit. Anyway, the Conrad is a very nice hotel.
Says you.
It was popping. And let me see. Book for tonight. Let me go to the. Let me see. See how much the Conrad's
going to be. I hate when you be like, I hate that. It gets me so angry. Irrationally.
I can't find the Conrad right now, but I can't find the prices for some random reason. Jacob, can you Google the prices of the Conrad in New York City and Midtown? The one in Midtown. Anyway, do you have a favorite, like a particularly favorite hotel?
Yes, I like Ace Hotels because they're a nice brand. They're a nice grade of hotel. They're like a 4-star hotel. And like, you know, like they all look the same every city. You know what you're going to get. Even in New York City, hotel rooms in New York City are notoriously small. You remember that hotel that, the one right at Columbus Circle that Voss put all the girls at or Drag Race would?
Yeah, I mean, I never was in there because whenever we were in New York City, Hudson Yards,
that hotel. When I tell y'all, the rooms in that hotel are maybe this it big enough to fit a twin size bed only. Like that's all they're that can tiny. Fit in there. They're tiny, tiny rooms. So in hotels in New York City are famously really small, but the Ace Hotel, the rooms are pretty big for New York City for the price, and the location is right in Midtown, so 29th Street. So I always say the Ace when I come to New York. What are you looking for, bitch? Can you engage?
I'm trying to find the price. I was trying to find this fucking price, but it's literally like not letting me.
That bitch.
What was
I don't.
That? What
bitch,
was that?
Listen,
what was
that? I am looking at it right now for all of y'all. We can look at what I'm looking at. Jacob can say what he wants. This is what it motherfucking says: $166. So Jacob can clickety clackety and make up shit for his fucking boyfriend all he wants to. That's not the real tea. Okay.
Try to book it once again and go to the broom closet. You're gonna be sitting in the Conrad.
All I'm saying, I have the receipts and everyone
also,
can see
you
it.
Are you at the Conrad in Midtown? That's the Conrad downtown. I told you I was the Conrad Midtown. I just saw it on the screen.
It can't be that different. It cannot be that different.
They might be two different chains. They might not even be the. They're not even the same thing. Yeah. Now say you wrong. Say you wrong and say it loud.
Okay. So Jacob talking about some $1,000, bitch.
How much is it? Read it out loud.
Bitch, trust me, I will. Because you're about to get dragged, bitch. It's important to know that when you're booking... It's important to know what? That is
the cheapest price. Also, I'm Google. It's right here. It's literally $866. This is not made up on Google.
This is what Google
are you
is saying.
Read it out loud.
$304.
That's literally more than twice the Ace Hotel. I'm just saying, I wasn't at a cheap hotel. All I'm saying is I wasn't at a cheap hotel. That's all I'm saying.
Allegedly. Anyways. So
can you just admit that I was... I don't know why... First of all, it's very elitist of you.
Anyways, like I was saying, I'd like the Ace Hotel.
I actually wanted to stay at Nick's place. I was going to just stay at Nick's place. My name was like, why would you stay at Nick's place? I was like, because it's free. Because it's literally free.
Bob, you can afford to stay at a hotel. And I'll be all up in Nick's face. Nick might want to get some dick. Nick might want to come over. Who knows? Nick wants his space to himself.
Got Mick and Nick. So you think Nick just fucks people whose names rhyme with his? Visit family, do you go to a hotel or do you stay at home?
It's tough. Anytime I go, obviously I have family in New York, as y'all know. But anytime I go, I always stay at a hotel because, like, I'm coming in and out. Normally I'm there for work. Now I'm there for work and I'm studio stuff. So I'm like in and out so late. I don't want to be fuck with my family. Also, my family lives like in East Flatbush, Brooklyn, and that's like very far from the city. That's a 45-minute ride to the city. So I'd rather just be in the city. It's just more convenient. What about you when you go visit family?
As a lot of you know, Monet's family was in East Flatbush, Bushwick, Bed-Stuy, Bensonhurst, Brooklyn. When I go home, if I'm home by myself, Monet, we're not eating. We're not eating on the podcast.
I'm not talking to Mike. Continue. I'm listening.
We're not eating on the podcast, but fans hate when you eat.
I am not in the microphone. You know they hate it. Just continue your conversation.
I can hear you rustling the bag of cheese. Money is eating a bag of cheese. What is this? Cheese? Money is just eating a bag of cheese. What are you eating? What is that? Oh.
It's my favorite chip. I love popcorners. It's so good.
I don't know why it drives me so crazy. There's certain foods that you say you love, and for some reason it drives me crazy when you say it. I don't know why. I don't have an explanation, Monet. But when you tell me, you remember that you tell me you love apples? That shit pissed me off. I got mad. I was like, "Nigga, you don't love apples." I mean, I like apples, but you were acting like apples. Mom, was like,
I did not do that. That was you. I literally said, "Oh, no. I said I love apples," and you took it to a whole nother place, as you always do.
But it was like, oh my god, she was like crying. She was like, oh my god,
that's not a crying.
Nothing like a good apple. You ever bite into a good apple?
You are so. Oh my
she
god.
She was like scooping up the tears with the apple spears, biting them shits. Money ate the core. Money ate the seeds and the core of the apple. Ate the stem. I said, this is crazy.
Also, you know I love popcorners. I love popcorners. They're so good.
But I don't know why it annoys me. Someone posted on the line. I was like, oh my god, maybe I'm toxic. Someone posted on the line. They were like, if you say They were like, if you have anything negative to say about the way someone expresses joy, fuck you.
Oh.
And I was like, honestly, fuck me, because there are certain people who express joy in ways. Also, fuck that guy, because that's how I express my joy. Expressing my joy is making fun of how other people express joy.
The podcast about the things you hate, it is so ridiculous. I listened to it again. I was like, Bob is fucking crazy. You were mad. You were mad that people laugh at the end of their sentences or that people.
I hate it. We're not gonna revisit it, but I hate it. I don't like it.
You're crazy. Anyway, when you go to Atlanta, do you stay at a hotel or do you stay at home?
When I go to Atlanta, I literally sleep in the bed with my mom. We sleep in the same bed.
That's so cute.
Except recently my niece was sleeping in the bed and then I could not sleep. Okay, I tried to sleep in the bed with my niece one night. Bitch, she was playing Mortal Kombat in her sleep or some shit. I was fighting an 11-year-old. I was like, I'm going to beat this bitch up if she hits me one more time. Nevaeh's a whoosh, whoosh, hitting.
Finish
there
him.
Was a foot in my face, a fist in my mouth. I was getting slapped. I was like, who sleeps like this?
I was a restless sleeper as a kid. I used to sleep like that. My mom, that was me as a kid for sure.
I will go left to right, but I don't do the wild stuff. So I got up and I slept in the other. There was another bed available, but I have always, I mean, pretty much always when I visit home and since I moved to New York City anyway, whenever I go home, I literally sleep in the same bed as my mom.
Oh, that's so cute. When I go visit St. Lucia, I sleep at the house. And in the future, like if I like come with like a partner or something, that I feel weird. Don't you feel weird? So what's
no we don't tell when Jacob comes, Jacob doesn't sleep in my mom's house,
but my mom, if I don't stay at my family's house, my mom would get buck wild. She'd be like, you're fucking kidding me. She's like, you have to stay at home.
Even if you bring a boy home?
Yes.
Have you brought a boy home? How do you know yet?
I haven't, but I know my mom. She's gonna be like, she's like you're not staying at a hotel.
I felt the same way because I always stay with my family. Like, I mean, before I started bringing Jacob home, if I was going to visit my aunt, if she lived in a studio apartment and I was sleeping under the fucking futon, I would not. You do not go to a hotel.
Yeah.
You just don't go to a hotel.
You don't.
But once I start bringing a partner home and I'm like, I'm just going to stay. I'm like, I think they just get it. And I think to myself, like, when I got older, I was like, yeah, I remember Skydy and Crystal didn't stay at the house. They stayed. They went to a hotel. Everyone I know who bought someone home, who bought like a husband or someone home, they would go. They would, except for children. If you brought your children, the children stay there. But
no, it is not a West Indian thing. West Indians are not like that. You have to stay at the house.
Girl, get yourself a hotel and your family can deal. You know, let the maid sleep in your own room. How about that? Tell the maid she can stay the night.
Oh, we would never. Excuse me. That is absolutely not. No.
I love when the fans gather you about your maid. That shit is so...
The fans will gather me about that.
Oh, the fans love... Monet would say something and Monet would be like, maybe it was Monet's childhood maid. The fans commenting on you growing up the only what's TJ what's his name? EJ
EJ Johnson. I don't look like EJ Johnson. You Bob, you, no, lo- you don't. No, you love saying stuff and in the listen to
I
the
said
podcast,
you grew up like I didn't say look like I said you
no,
grew up
you
like
said
EJ
before in the podcast years ago, you said I look like EJ Johnson. And then you say something on the podcast, I mean, and then the fans grab onto that and they just say that. I'm like, I do not look like EJ Johnson.
I mean, if you told me EJ Johnson was your brother, I'd be like, yeah, for sure. I don't think you look like twins. If you said y'all were twins, I'd be like, no. But if you were like, EJ Johnson is my brother, I'd be like, absolutely. Next question.
Before the pandemic, how much of your life would you say was spent at a hotel? I would say for me, at least like 75.
Yeah, I mean...
On the road hotel, between tours and traveling and shit.
Back in the Dizzy, I was probably home out of a month. I was probably home for a week. Does that sound appropriate, Jacob? Maybe a week and a half, maybe?
Yeah.
But then there'd be times where I'd be gone for like a full month or a month and a half.
Right.
And then I'd be back for 2 weeks and I'd be gone for like a week or a few days.
Right.
It also, that all changed when I stopped doing the mega tours. When I stopped doing the... Mary and Peter's and the Work the Worlds and the Club
the Omicron
Kids.
Omicron tours.
And the Club Couture. Omicron. Oh, my God. Boosted, bitch.
Are you really?
She's boosted.
Work. Oh, my God. Have you seen my new tattoo?
You sent me a picture of your body piece, right?
Yeah, it's starred. It's a little body piece.
Yeah, I saw it. Is there one on both sides?
No, I'm going to get the other side done, too.
I was like, you don't want to looking lopsided.
Well, I don't want it to be symmetrical. I want this one to be its own fantasy. So I'm like, think about what that is before I get it done, you know?
When I'm in a hotel, bitch, nasty sex. I will disrespect the room. I'm like, I ain't coming back to this motherfucker.
I mean, I do that at
nigga,
home.
Nigga, nut on that lamp. Nut on the phone. No.
Yeah, I don't get that crazy. But I mean, I have pretty disrespectful sex at home. Like,
disrespectful to the space. Not to people, but like, I mean the space.
Yes, to the space, bitch. I'm nutting on floors. I have hardwood floors that can clean up. If lube gets everyone to bed, bitch, it can clean.
When I see people online and they're coming all over like their beds you see this like these like alt Twitter, they be coming on the wall, they come on the floor, they come in. I seen people coming in carpets, coming on the sheets. I'm like, this is crazy. Let me tell you right now, my first couple of years of jacking off, I would say well into my 20s, I would masturbate in the bathroom, leaning against the sink, and then come directly into the toilet.
Oh, yeah, or I would just come in a condom.
In a condom?
Yes, because then that's minimal cleanup.
Yeah, but then you're... Wow, Monet's carbon footprint. This is why you feel so bad about using paper towels.
Are condoms bad? Condoms are bad for the environment?
But they're they're rubber.
I thought they were like biodegradable.
You thought condoms were biodegradable?
I mean, then why didn't anybody use them then? Besides the obvious STDs.
Yeah, you think we're using condoms because of to reduce carbon footprint? I mean, in a way, if you're reducing the chance of having babies,
yeah,
you are reducing your carbon footprint in essence. But I got a feeling the sex you're having, there's no baby making popping off. Something tells me.
You don't know what's going on with modern day advances in science. Do you think one day that it will be possible for a man to carry for us for someone shut the fuck up. You're the problem.
Monet canceled.
You're the problem with society. I'm staring right at the problem. Do you think it will be possible one day for someone who is assigned male at birth to carry a child one day?
The short answer is I actually probably do think so, but and honestly, I bet you a dollar a lot of the research is going to probably come from trying to maybe do a reverse hysterectomy on someone who was assigned female at birth, and then they'll probably trip up and find some loophole to actually implanting a uterus in a person who's assigned male at birth, probably.
And but where, someone out where there, is it going to come out of your butthole?
Well, let's talk about it after this break.
Word.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Our next partner has truly made a positive impact on the most important person in my life. And no, I'm not talking about Jacob. I'm talking about my cat. My cat's old food used to stink, y'all, okay? And I used to dread every time I had to feed Miss Colleen. That old cat food was boring, it was gray, it was looking crazy, and I could see Colleen literally vomiting telepathically at the thought of having to eat it. And cat food has been the same forever, so it's time cat food took the move to the 21st century, and that's why I've been trying Smalls. Are you feeding your cat kibble? Now is the time to update your cat food with Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your fridge, and it's delivered right to your door. Smalls was started
now,
back
I was watching my poor niece eat
literal hard kernels of dry cereal while Monet and Andy were eating gourmet food. And that's actually when I stepped in and I said, we need to make sure that she's eating as well as you two are, okay? Smalls was started back in 2017 by a couple of guys home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. And a few short years later, they serve millions of meals to cats around the world, honey. And I feel better knowing that Colleen is eating well. And that she has an aunt like me who looks out for her to make sure she's not eating that old burnt up kibble. You can finally open up a packet of cat food and not get nauseated. You actually recognize the ingredients in the packet of Smalls Food. Now give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use code rivalry to check out for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use the code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code RIVALRY for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Okay, the break is done.
Well, you know, Monet, you can have a... Okay, first of all, there's a couple things going on. You can have a C-section. Do you know what the C in C-section stands for?
Circumvent.
Circumference.
All right, cesarean. I knew that.
And
do you think,
also,
do you think you do well on Jeopardy? You know a lot of random... You know a lot of random... ridiculous shit. You probably would. I don't think you'd do very well. Family. You'd be fine.
I played Jeopardy with my family over Christmas, and I did very well. We played Jeopardy. Remember? That's the game we played. Jeopardy. No, that was Price is Right. No.
Thank you, Jacob. Thank you, Jacob.
That was Family Feud. It was
Thank
family
you, Jacob.
Feud.
Thank you, Jacob. Because but you see, here's the thing. Bobby doing this shit. If Jacob wasn't there, Bob would have went on job. Steve Bob would have went on this train, and we would have never known the truth. T, you be doing this all the time. Jacob, thank you.
Monet, I misspoke. I literally just misspoke.
Oh,
you
but wait, anytime Monet exchange, anytime I misspeak, oh yeah, you dumb fat nigga, I heard what you said. That be you when I misspeak.
I literally, like 10 seconds ago, like, yeah. Like literally a minute ago, I was literally just like, yeah, say it right.
Exactly.
Okay, do you remember so I was in the UK, there's this thing where in your hotel, if you're trying to bring trade to the hotel, just to be clear, in the gay lexicon, in the black gay lexicon, trade is typically a word used to refer to like someone who's like straight acting, but it's become a colloquialism for like someone you're fucking, like trade.
Right.
Anyway, you know, language evolves. So if you bring trade to the hotel, they can't come up.
Like, that is so annoying.
The front desk. Sometimes you have to go down and get them. You're like, there are a few cases we have to go down, get them to come up. There are a few hotels where they're like, you can't have visitors.
I know. I'm like, bitch, that's who? I am paying for this hotel room. What do you mean I can't have visitors?
They're like, you can't have no new friends.
Yeah.
Friends.
I say, yeah. So some hotels, it's more common in the UK. Like, I bought my hotel room with my money. I'm here in town for a night. You go on Grindr, you get trade, you tell them the hotel, and then they get down. They're like,
let me up.
Or the elevator needs a thing. So you call down and be like, hey, my friend James is downstairs. Can you let him up, please? And they're like, no, sorry, you can't. I'm like, what do you mean I can't? I'm like, sorry, no visitors. I'm like, bitch. And this is before the pandemic. And they were like, no, you can't have visitors up. I'm like, yes, the fuck I can.
How are you going to tell me I can't have, like, bitch, I'm not grounded. Bitch, right. You're not my fucking mom. Bitch, I'm paying for this shit. Let me have, what do you mean you can't? What the fuck do you mean I can't have visitors?
That used to also, get me mad.
Probably shouldn't say this. I'm going to say it. If you don't want to say it, we'll edit it out. So Monet.
What? Okay. Oh, my God. Okay, what?
When Monet has trade, but she doesn't want to go downstairs, she hides her key. Monet will be on credit being like, there's a key under the rock. Bitch, not a scavenger hunt for some pussy.
Do you know who I learned this from?
These riddles three, you can sleep with me.
I learned that from Patty. Patty and I were in Australia, and we were at this hotel, and then we both knew Trey couldn't come up. So we were there the night. The next day, I was like, girl, I was so mad I couldn't get any Trey yesterday. She's like, why? Because it couldn't come up. He's like, girl, you got to hide the key. I was like, what do you mean hide the key? I was like, girl, I was in for their hair, and I tell them where to get it. I was like, Patty, you were hiding keys with the trade. I was like, Patty, that is crazy, bitch. The next night I was doing the same thing.
Girl, scavenger hunt pussy, girl. Scavenger hunt. That shit, when I found out about the hidden keys, that shit got me so pink. If you look, if you answer this riddle, it will tell you where the key is.
Girl, literally, legends of the hidden pussy, girl. What is the nicest hotel you think you've ever stayed at?
So when I used to do Heaven, and I would love to go back to Heaven in London, by the way. There's a hotel that's like if you walk to Heaven, you walk past this hotel.
The ABBA, ABBA Hotels.
It's something like that.
It's at Charing Cross.
That is a very nice hotel.
That's a very nice one.
I've also been at the, I was at a really nice hotel. Actually, the hotel itself wasn't nice. I just had a really great room when I went to Kona, Hawaii for We're Here.
Oh, nice.
By the way, I just want to quickly say there's a massive problem with water pollution in Hawaii right now. If you all go to my Instagrams, I'll keep reposting as I go along, but there's a huge health crisis with the water in Hawaii right now. It is so insane that there are still places in these United States of America, of all places, that are still having these issues with having clean water to drink. It is wild.
I will say, and this pollution problem ironically started after Bob showered there. So
I'm not saying
there's a correlation, but there's some type of correlation with that.
Shut your ass up. But what was the nice hotel you've been in?
The nicest hotel I've been in, I don't know. I stayed in a couple of really nice ones. One time when I came to LA for a gig, they put me at the Waldorf Astoria right there on Santa Monica, the really nice one down there, like right by the Beverly Hills Hotel. I stayed there. That was a really nice room. And then
Waldorf Astoria was in New York. There's like a chain of them?
Yeah, there's one in LA.
Didn't the president used to stay at the Waldorf Astoria?
Yeah, bitch, they had me in a nice room. I forgot what the gig was. It was like some random gig.
Obama was the first president to not stay at the Waldorf Astoria. Did you know that?
Right.
He stayed at the Ace, actually, in the $183 room.
See? See? I told you, they're nice.
That was open concept. there was something so one time I was in, I think I was in Manchester or Newcastle. And we were on the Christmas tour, and I had the one of the worst traveling experiences ever. It was one of those where you're like in the airport, where like they're like, this flight's canceled. Like, not your flight from where you live, but like the flight from the connection. You ever had that shit happen?
Yeah.
And then you're stuck in that airport for like forever. So I was stuck, and I was so tired, and I had 2 days off. So I went to the front desk, and I was like, how much to upgrade to like the nicest room you have?
Uh-huh.
Like, what is I want the nicest fucking room you have. And then the guy was like, it's this much money. And I was like, honestly, I want to do it. That was the nice. That place was crazy. That's the nicest fucking room I've ever been in. I paid way too much money for it. But I was like, honestly, I am like relaxing. I'm on this tour. I'm doing like I've already made the money. I am trying to like not like because sometimes those hotels, especially there's this weird thing when you go in outside of the UK and the rest of Europe, when you get to like Norway, Amsterdam, France, Spain, the sheets on the beds, they literally only cover the top of the bed. And sometimes you're in like a single or a double bed, like a twin size bed. So you can't, you know what I'm talking about? They're like, if you're at home, the covers go over the edge of the bed on every side, and at the top is folded back.
Bitch, yeah.
You're on a twin sliver of a cot, and the sheet is the exact same size as the mattress.
Oh, the bed,
so it can't wrap around your body.
Or sometimes they do the thing where it's like a king size bed, or it's a queen size bed, but it's two twins put together. So, bitch, you're on the bed, you chilling, you turn over, bitch, you go right through the middle of the bed. You're like, this is insane. I hate that.
The beds separate to two sides.
I'm like, bitch, am I going down to Narnia? What is down there? What's the worst one you've ever stayed at?
Ooh, the worst. Okay, Should I say their names? The question is, should I say who we were touring with? Oh, no. The worst hotel I was ever was actually on We're Here. It was in Del Rio, Texas. And it smelled so bad. It smelled like
I can't stay in hotels like that. Like, I won't get sleep. I can't get peace because I feel so dirty.
Bitch, I was there. We're not there in and out. I was there for 12 days. It was smelled so. There were stains on the wall. There were stains on the fucking carpet.
No.
And then also at one point we were at one point, someone came over and was like, yeah, it was, I don't even know who it was, but someone was like, yeah, girl, I could not stay at this hotel. And I was like, bitch, so they like left, they got an Airbnb. And I was like, I know, bitch, I've been here for 7 days. It was a bad
hotel. I couldn't do that because
it was like a Best Western or a Comfort. It was like one of those like big chain hotels.
If the floors are that dirty and the walls and stuff, like I can only imagine that y'all are not cleaning the rooms adequately, and who knows what the fuck is on my sheets, what's gonna go home with me. I wouldn't be able to get peace. I can't stay there. For me, it was when we did the Asia Australia tour of Voss Events of Work the World. And we, you know, the dolls, it was like mid-tour, so girls are getting tired. You know, it's mid-tour, you're like, I miss home, I'm in this foreign country, I just want to be able to go to the fucking 7-Eleven and get a goddamn Slurpee and a Snickers bar, but I'm in this country, they don't sell Slurpees. The Snickers bar is like not even milk chocolate, it's like dairy Vegemite cream. It was like, this is too much. Like, your body gets like, you get so irritated. So then we get to this like shitty Econo Lodge hotel. And then from the time we pull up, we're like, oh no. Bitch, we check in. The rooms are insane. Like, the beds aren't even like properly made up. There are stains on the walls and shit.
Which tour is this?
This is Asia Australia Work the World.
Work.
So then you know when all the girls have their own text message group together? So then I think it was Violet. Violet just, we all get to the rooms. Violet just sends a dot, dot, dot. And then Detox is like, girl, I can't stay here. Then Kim Chi was like, And then so we all like chiming in. So we all get better hotels in different parts of the city, like for whatever price, and we all just invoice Voss. We were like, we're not staying at the hotel. These are new bills. Take care of it. And bitch, they sure did.
Have you ever, one time we were on tour, I can't remember if I saw this or if I just heard about it. You know, you ever heard a story so many times you can't remember if you've seen it or not?
Yeah, yeah.
So, allegedly, a very famous RuPaul's Drag Race girl, we were at a hotel. Sometimes you get to the hotel at like noon, but your rooms aren't ready until 2 o'clock. So check in is usually 2 or 3
o'clock.
I think
I know where you're going. Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
It happens, a lot of girls just kind of like standing in the lobby, like just kind of like waiting around, like in the lobby, waiting to see what's going on. And usually we're kind of just like hanging out, just kind of like just sitting there. And then all of a sudden, one of the girls is like, I need a room right now. And they're like, I'm sorry, we don't have one. She goes, no, I need one literally right now. And they're like, we don't have one. So she opened her suitcase, took off her pants, like put on like some pajamas and a sleep mask, and was like, I'm gonna sleep here. Here it is. This is my room. This is my room now. So she laid down on the couch and was like, I think I'm beefing up the story. I think the story's been told so many times that like she plugged in like her diffuser.
Who is it? Say who it is.
I don't want to say who it is because I don't know if the story's true. That's why I don't want to say who it is. Because I don't know if the story's true or not.
Okay, we're saying, listen, we don't know if the story is true. This is just a Drag Race myth. It may be a myth. We don't know if it's true. But who is it about? Like, wait, let me guess. A diffuser, the drama. I'm going to say the Drag Race girl is it Cameron?
The only clue I will give is this. This is the only clue I'm going to give. She was on All Stars with you. She was on All Stars with you. All right.
What? She was on All Stars with me?
Can I read you a tweet that just came out right now? It says, I'm sitting here hearing Monet cuss a bitch out in her dressing room, only to realize she's recording Sibling Rivalry with Bob.
Is it Jada?
It's Shea Coulee.
Shay is right next door. But let me tell you something. Jada, so on this leg of the tour is myself, Jada, Shay, Kylie, Crystal Method, which I love Crystal Method. This is my first time meeting her. She's great. I think you would like her too. She's really funny.
She seemed really nice. When I met her back there, she seemed really nice.
Jada fucking cracks me up. She came in yesterday. She was like, y'all a Sibling Rivalry got me together, girl. She was like, do I really talk like that?
And I was like, is she taking a walk? You know,
I love
a few girls we talk about on the podcast, they be getting hyphy. Two girls in particular.
I know.
Two girls in particular. I'd be like, y'all are acting wild. So is Jada like, oh, it's cool, or was Jada like, fuck you, motherfucker?
Oh yeah, Jada is cool. Jada's one of those people that has a sense of humor about themselves, you know what I mean? And like
you say the other two don't have a sense of humor about themselves. Wow.
They sure don't. And again, but it's also one of the things that makes her so fucking funny. But yeah. Wait, so, okay, wait. Did you say, Can you? I'm not done with that thing. Go back, bitch. She was on All Stars with me. Oh, Manila?
Money, I'm not telling you who it is. All I'm saying is she was on All Stars with you. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, Valentina.
Money, I'm not. All I'm saying is she was on All Stars with you. That's all I'm saying. Have you ever been on tour with some of the girls? Have you noticed like the girls who've been doing it for a while, they do not mind getting hyphy. Like the girls who've been
what
at it for a minute.
What does hyphy mean?
Hyphy. See, oh, now who's not black? Now who's not black?
Hyphy?
Now who's not black, Monet?
Hyphy. What does hyphy mean?
When someone is hyphy, they're like, it's kind of like extra and combination, like extra and bougie. Oh, she's
like
oh,
uppity.
No. It's not uppity. It's not uppity.
Bougie.
Hyphy. You also have to, also has to be like an attitude with hyphy too. Like she getting real hyphy.
Maybe I have heard that. Maybe also, just the way you say that. Also, you be saying stuff with your little southern twang that don't sound right. Maybe I've heard the word hyphy, but you saying it weird.
I also want to point out that a lot of black folks were like, Monet, why you gas like Bob Drag Queen? Everyone knows what a pothead is. Everyone knows what a pothead is.
I didn't say I don't know what it was. I was just saying the term that I grew up with it as is weedhead. And I will say, some people were like, yeah, growing up in New York, like we said weedheads. But I do agree.
You said black people don't say potheads, what you said. Redact
Maybe I did that. Say that. Redact Maybe I did. That. Bitch, redact my dick on your chin. How about that?
Hyphy, Urban Dictionary. By the way, certain people get mad at me when I look stuff up. Why y'all niggas hate dictionaries? Why y'all niggas hate dictionaries?
Because you literally said it earlier. You said it earlier this episode. Words change. So you love reading a definition, not realizing that the definition you're reading is antiquated and it has changed.
Okay, I'm not reading from a 1342 dictionary, bitch. I'm reading from current. These are current definitions. I'm not busting out my Britannica from when I was in kindergarten to read shit. I'm Googling the current definition. Hyphy, the act of being very amped up, the act of being crazy, pretty much the same as the first definition I gave. Let's get hyphy in this bitch. You acting real hyphy. Like some of the act, they acting wild. They got an attitude. They acting hyphy.
Interesting. I think that we need to do a poll of all the black queens, and I think that we will see.
Everyone knows hyphy.
I'm going to ask the dolls Kulit after this.
Knock on Shay's door right now. Shay know what hyphy is. Bring Shay over here. I'll call her. You want me to call her? I'm going to call Shay and tell her to come knock on your door. Hold on 1 second. Shay's Lounge.
Wait, you have her name as Shay Lounge?
No, I just like calling her Shay's Lounge. Can you go over to Monet's room real quick?
Oh my God!
Just real quick, we need to try something out. It'll be a very small amount of your time.
Bob, Shay is busy. Shay is busy.
Shay said, "Give her a moment, she'll come." Thank you, Shay. Shay said, "Give her a moment, she'll come."
Shay has her own life going on.
Don't be trying to decide for Shay. Don't be trying to decide for her. Okay, Moshe.
Moshe. Moshe.
There was Kool-Aid. A point in my life where I was very upset with you.
About what?
One time.
About what?
One time you were telling me, I'll never forget this. I was so mad at you.
What?
I was so mad at you.
What, Bob? What?
Monet was like, I'm going to have a World of Wonder show. I said, okay. And she goes, it's going to be with Monique Hart. And I said, you don't want to do a show with me? And you're like, yeah, it's going to be called Momo. It's going to be called The Momo Show. And you and Momo, you two going to do that? And I was like, Monet, I think you and I need to do something. You're like, no, we're going to do The Momo Show, and it's going to be our thing. And then I created this platform for you.
Oh my God, you created it.
Can you acknowledge that all that happened?
Okay, first of all, this is Monique's idea. Monique was like, we're doing Bob, you act like you never worked with Monique.
You signed up. She didn't force your hand.
Monique would be like, all right, static. We're going to, static, Bob. Okay, great. You and me going to do the visit. Okay, static. And then we're going to go film that. We're going to be done. Great. Perfect. Ka-ka! That is Monique. And I'm like, okay, Monique, let's do it. At this point, you were in Berkeley. When you had first started dating Jacob, you were acting very new and you were acting very weird. And you like the way like you were moving around was very shifty. So I was like, I'm not going to impede upon this thing with you and this new fucking boyfriend. And then you calmed down and things got better. But I didn't know what our future was going to be.
Everything you're saying is false. What was I doing that was shady and shifty?
shitty, like you make plans with me, and then like we're supposed to like have phone calls with me, and then you wouldn't call me, or we wouldn't talk that day, or you had like shifted the day that you were coming back to
this
New York.
Is so false. You better make shit up. First of all, I did not go to New York City one time.
At the end of your trip, you were supposed to come back on a certain day, and you moved it like 2 weeks later because you want to stay more time in Berkeley.
No, I did not stay any time in Berkeley. I left pretty much I was in Berkeley. I was doing 8 shows a week. You have one day off a week. I was not flying across the country and back at any point in time. I did not stay any extra time in Berkeley. I did not shift my dates. None of that. You just made up a full ass story.
I wish there was some way.
I wish
there was a way I could go back and like get the text receipts. It's so far back. That was what, like 4 years ago. I'm not gonna spend the time to do that, but I know what I'm saying is true. And again, we're fine now.
There's that one time when I remember there were a couple times you had a phone call with Monet, and you're like, you know what? I would rather stay and hang out with you. You said that. I think that happened at least 10 times.
Jacob, see?
Get your ass
see?
Out.
See? See?
Ooh! Ooh! Ooh!
When you go to hotel rooms, do you keep your do you feel the pressure to keep your room clean? I do.
No. Hell no. But my room be looking crazy as fuck. My room be looking crazy.
I'm not like cleaning it, like cleaning it, but like when I'm leaving, I'm not like the sheets are not like on the floor, the towels are on the ceiling. I'm like, you know, I try to keep
crazy.
It.
My room looks crazy. I don't do anything to make my room look tidy. I open up the suitcase. First of all, I never unpack my suitcases.
Oh my God, Manila, bitch, I gagged. When Manila gets to a hotel, she unpacks all of her bags and puts them in all the drawers in the hotel room. I said, girl, no matter if she's there for one day or 10 days, she does it every time. I'm like, no, the time it takes to do that, them drawers probably dirty as hell. No, she does it every time though.
You know, I never unpack my suitcases.
I agree. I also
never zip them back up. They just be open on top of each other. The covers be all smushed up. And obviously, whenever I travel, I do drag. Bitch, when I say these pillows be covered in makeup, if there is a pillow in my room, your shit is about to be black, brown, and blue.
Oh, for sure.
It's a wrap
sure.
on these pillows.
And then when I get ready, I use the hotel like towels, bitch. I'm like sponging my brushes in there. There's colors, bitch.
Ruining
the towels and sheets. It's a wrap. Get new ones. Y'all can afford to get new ones. But also, that means that we're having a negative carbon footprint. We are because they probably have to throw those away. You can't get those stains out of there.
They wash them.
You cannot wash, bitch. Purple can't even get off my skin. You think I'm gonna get off of a white towel, bitch?
Well, whatever room you're in, they probably burn the sheets when you leave anyway, Henny. What, Jacob? So you worked at a hotel.
I did. The Yale Club of New York City.
So has that influenced your time as a guest in a hotel?
Bitch, no. I mean, if anything, I know I can call bullshit when they're saying stuff like when you check in and they have to like check with the manager. Bitch, you don't have to check with the manager. You know if you can upgrade me or not. You just don't feel like you want to. Or if you tell me you're gonna check with somebody, that means you're not gonna do it. So don't fucking piss on my leg and tell me that it's a fucking snowstorm, bitch. You just don't want to do it, and that's fine.
Can you stay at the Yale Club if you didn't go to Yale?
No, you could only stay at the Yale Club of New York City if you're a member. Or a member referred you. Like, you get, like, a letter signed by them saying you can stay.
Is it worth it?
I mean, the rates were pretty comparable with everything else in the area. I mean, it was right at Grand Central.
Be a member and then pay to stay, too?
Oh, yeah. Bitch, you didn't get the rooms for free.
It's not free. I thought you pay, like, a year. So what's so great about the Yale when you can just pay to stay at, like, a nice hotel?
It's just about like saying like, oh, I'm a member of the Yale Club of New York City, because the dues for the thing, I think annually the dues were like about $5,000, and then every time you stay, like the rooms are like maybe like $180 a night, but you can like bill it directly to your membership, and it's just all about the saying that you're a member of the Yale Club. It's all of that, girl. You know, rich people are fucking weird. They just want to have the privilege of saying that they're a member of the club.
I guess. I mean, bitch, if I didn't know you, I would never even heard of the fucking Yale Club.
Yeah, that's because you didn't finish college. Rukukukuku.
Wow, the elitism really jumped out today. Wow. So if you are one of our listeners who also had to stop college because it was too expensive, Monet was talking about you too. Wow, Nene.
No. I wasn't talking about them. I was talking about you.
Wow, the real Kevin Burton just showed up to this podcast, Henny. Here's the question I have for you.
Are you going to stay at Trixie Motel? No, I will not.
I would stay at Trixie Motel. I don't frequent Palm Springs. And usually when I go to Palm Springs, I drive back. I don't stay in Palm Springs for the night normally.
I mean, I definitely want to stay at least once.
I would go stay, yeah. But Trixie has a TV. So the Trixie Motel, this bitch is...
Did you see what RuPaul said? RuPaul was like, Trixie Motel is so rich. RuPaul ain't wrong.
Wait, what did she say?
You didn't see this? RuPaul was on the Jimmy Fallon show and on the Offset. Trixie Motel is so rich. That's a T. I live.
I don't know if she said that. That's such a weird thing to say. It's kind of weird to go on and like discuss the finances. I mean, but we talk about people's finances a lot. I guess it's not that weird. We were literally just talking about it. But I guess it seems also maybe RuPaul's trying to deflect because that bitch is rich. Like RuPaul is rich.
Coin shadas, girl.
Yeah, RuPaul is like,
I love to see it.
RuPaul is millions in the doubles. Like she probably like, I don't know. I don't want to guess. I have no way of knowing.
I'm going to say, how do you even guess?
I have no way of knowing, but she has a lot of fucking money. That I do know. But what I was saying was, can Trey sleep over?
No. When I was a woman of the world, Trey could not sleep in my house because a few things.
The hotel.
Oh, no, because I've heard so many stories, like, back in the Dizzy, like, how Katya got robbed by trade. I'm the one of another girl, I don't want to say her business, who she was robbed.
Oh, but you do Katya's business. Drag her.
Because everyone has talked about Katya. This other girl's never heard anyone talk about it, and it's not, she could, anyway.
Was she on All Stars with you?
She was not on All Stars with me.
Was she on All Stars at all?
Yes.
Was she on Logo, or was she on,
I'm not doing this with you.
Last question, was she on Logo, or was she on Viacom?
Yes.
So she was from an early season and she did All Stars. Got it.
And so
is she black?
You said that's the last question. You don't get other ones after the last one you asked.
You don't have to answer any of these questions, but was she black?
Anyway, so see
so
how
she was black. Got it. And is she from the South? Is she the dancing diva of Texas?
I'll trade with, like, I don't trust people. Like, people are, and I know, like, it's already risky having a hookup already. Like, who knows what can happen or can transpire in that moment. But something about, like, when you're sleeping, I would not fall asleep because I would be on high alert the entire time. I don't know what this person is capable of. And I've told you, like, the shady business dealings I've had in fucking the UK where that guy tried to steal my beats, the guy fucking shit in the toilet.
Wait, did we tell this on the podcast already?
I don't know.
That was, if for anyone who's not listening, Monet, can you just do a quick recap? That was one of the crazy, I forgot about that. Bitch, that was crazy.
Long story short, it was New Year's Eve when I did, when Shangela Vanja and I did New Year's Eve in heaven going into 2020. And this guy hit me up on Grindr, hit me up, and I was like, okay. He was like, I'm going to come over, but I don't have Wi-Fi. So you're gonna have to like look out for me. I was like, but you can't just message me like from your data. He was like, I don't have data. I was like, red flag number one, I should have stopped. And I was like, okay. So when he finally got there, he got on the Wi-Fi and wow, I brought him upstairs.
Monet don't fuck broke niggas. Wow.
Cause broke boys don't deserve no pussy. I know that's right.
Have you heard that clip of Nicki Minaj going, broke people should never laugh?
So he came over, he came upstairs, and red flag number two, he smelled funny. And I was like, oh God. And I was getting towards the notion of this nigga is homeless or houseless. And then so then he gets here. He looked crazy, like he was on maybe some type of drug. And then he came in. We chatted for a little bit. And he started to take his pants off. When I tell you the pungent odors that came from this man's pants were enough to fucking send me into orbit. And I was like, no. So then the pictures he sent were hot. The person that showed up, I was like, this is not who was in the picture.
Wait, is it like he just looked bad, or was he just literally not the same person?
Yeah, it was like the person for the picture like looked really bad. It was definitely the same person, but he got.
But it was when he looked better.
Yeah, when he looked way better. Yeah. So then, bitch, as soon as I smelled his crotch, I was like, no. So then I was like, hey, sorry.
That's the quote of the episode. What made when they say this? As soon as I smelled his crotch, I was like, no.
So then I was like, oh my God, my friend I'm sharing this room with, mind you, it was like a fucking a small king room in fucking London, right? I was like, my friend is coming, so she's spending a night with me, so you have to go. And he was like, right now? I was like, yeah, I'm sorry. And then he's like, can I like at least use your bathroom? I was like, sure. So he goes to the bathroom for like 5 minutes. Then he comes back. As he's coming back, my Beats were sitting on the desk of the hotel. He takes my Beats and he puts them in his pocket. But I like see him. I'm like, did you just take something from the table? And he was like, no. I was like, you just took something from the table. He's like, no, I didn't. I was like, you took something from the table. I know you did. And then he's like, no. I was like, I'm gonna call the police. So then I pick up. So like, and he's like, okay, sorry. He takes the Beats.
Not when they said Blue Lives Matter.
He takes the Beats out of his pocket. He gives them to me. I was like, get out. You have to leave. And he was like, can I have $10? And I was like, no, you can't have $10. He's like, but I need $10. I was like, I don't have to. You can't have $10. He's like, okay. I was like, I'm going to call the cops. He's like, okay. And he's walking towards the door. He's like, okay, can I have $5? I was like, no, you can't have any money. And then I finally got him out. But I was like, I was so
that
scared. I like put the latch on my door. I was
that
so
is
scared.
Crazy. I can't even imagine. I literally cannot imagine.
Girl, bitch, if somebody tried to rob you, Bob, you can't imagine.
But I was in their space. I wasn't in my own space. You know what I mean?
Got it.
I've let Trey sleep over before. I've let Trey sleep over. Like, I have left Trey in the hotel. I mean,
with your Trey stuff?
No, like you hook up and then like you leave in the morning and then they just wake up and they're just like by themselves in a hotel.
Oh yeah, I've never done that because they don't sleep over when I would do that.
I guess I'm a very trusting person.
You trust too much, girl. I know. Like, well, you don't know what Bob. These people, you don't know what this person can. Everything you know about this person can be a complete lie, but they can fucking slit your throat in the middle of your sleep. Like, you don't know anything
I can
about
slit
this
their
person
too.
You what?
I could slit their throats too.
Yeah, like that time you perfectly like fucking mastermind you murdering me. I gotta tell you, I can't even listen to that episode.
You asked me to come up with a plan, and I came up with one.
Okay, but the plan was too thought out. It was too methodical. It was very dark. I can't listen to that episode. I feel very unsafe listening to that episode.
Well, I didn't send you the Google document that I had written up before you asked me. I could have just sent you the whole Google file. Here are the pictures. Here are the plans. Here's my alibi. I already have a passport. I have a fake passport written up. Let's take a quick break. We'll talk more about this when we get
back. No, bitch, not a break. It's done.
Oh, we're done.
Yeah, I got to go.
No, I don't think Shay's going to make it over.
Yeah, she's... Wait, that was it? Wait, Jacob, can we wrap it up?
That's not a good ending, but Jacob, that's not a good ending.
Y'all, I'm sorry. Jacob was trying to end the podcast. I don't know what Jacob got going on, but...
Oh, my God. You are so messy today.
Bob, thank you for talking to me about hotels.
Thank you. And I'm sorry that Monet was being so high-key today, everyone.
Oh, my God.
We gathered her and got her back together. Gathered her like a chignon.
Well, listen, you have a blessed day, a best rest of your week, and I pray that the Lord continues to bless you openly, thoroughly, and meticulously.
And a hallelujah to you too.
Amen.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today. The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.